It's Dear Scott.
We get so many emails and texts every day, and we get a posh lady from Radio 4 to read them out, and then we answer them. First one.
Dear Scott, I really hate you and your show and think it's honestly the worst one on air. You all disgust me, and I hope you have a really rubbish Christmas and realise that in fact you should quit your job. Becky and Chappers, smell. I hate you.
Oh, excellent. Well, thanks very much for your feedback. There seems to be more of these coming in these days.
I think it's started a trend.
I think it has.
Only joking. Oh. Replace hate with love, worst with best, disgust with amuse, rubbish with good, quit your job with get a promotion, smell with are so funny, and finally, replace hate with love. I really love you and your show and think it's honestly the best one on air. You all amuse me, and I hope you have a really good Christmas and realise that in fact you should get a promotion. Becky and Chappers are so funny. I love you. Dave.
Brilliant. Thanks, Dave. I think I prefer the first one.
Well, I do, really. And also because when the Radio 4 lady reads the first bit out about hating us and the show being rubbish, she sounds genuine.
Yeah.
But there's a slight sarcasm in her voice, I feel, when she does the whole love one.
But the first bit was really genuine.
She kind of did it properly.
Yeah.
I hope these ones are okay, actually, because yesterday when I did the recording with the posh Radio 4 lady, she'd been on an early shift and hadn't actually eaten anything, and I gave her a brandy-filled mince pie, which maybe was a mistake.
She went a bit bonkers.
She was like, oh, I feel a little bit tipsy.
Bless her.
It's good
her.
To see another side of her.
I like that. Next.
Dear Scott, eating out again? Does Becky ever eat in her own home? She is really living the dream.
Oh, yes.
Sam in Northampton, X.
Wow, what can I say?
True. You're never into eat.
When did you last eat at home?
This is bad. This is really bad.
Honestly.
You are living the dream.
Maybe over the weekend.
You were in for a meal.
It's just the lifestyle I lead. It doesn't make sense. It's hard to be at home.
The lifestyle I lead, darling.
But it would have been breakfast this morning, but I'm going to have, you know, food out because I wasn't hungry when I left the house.
Living the dream.
Oh, I am.
Showbiz lifestyle.
Wow. Work. Someone's got to do it. I'm really not.
I know, but they think you are.
I know.
And you can't remember the last time you ate at home.
No.
It's not really helping.
Oh, well.
Next.
Hiya. I'm listening to your podcast in Tokyo, Japan. I download the podcast in the morning and listen them in the train every day on the way to my university. This morning, I was listening to your podcast, as always, and when I came to the one that doesn't speaks apple bobbing, I bursted into laughing. I couldn't suppress. That was horribly funny. Do you know how crowded Japanese trains are? Especially in the morning. We call it morning rush. We cannot move at all. And imagine I was trying so hard to suppress laughing. I couldn't, though. Anyways, I love your show so much and expect you'll make me laugh in the train again. XXX, Sato.
Thanks, Sato. That's really good. I love getting international emails and stuff. And I'm going to Tokyo soon. So maybe I'll make you laugh in the train in person.
Really scary. Especially when she said they were so crowded.
I know.
Turn around and see your grinning face out of this thing.
So you'll go on public transport in Japan, will you?
Eh?
You'll go on public transport in Japan.
What are you saying? I think it's part of the experience.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
You're going to have such a nightmare.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you been there?
Well, bearing in mind... Yeah, I have been to Japan, yeah. But bearing in mind that you're not really au fait with how public transport works.
Yes, I am.
And, of course... you don't understand anything, so you won't understand any station names or anything.
Well, I know that. I'm aware of that.
Yeah.
So,
which means you could end up anywhere, knowing you.
Well, luckily, I've got someone I know that lives there.
Ah,
oh,
right.
So that might help me. So I'm just going to be with
Sato.
Sato. No, I'm going to be with him all the time. So, but apparently, there's nothing in English at all. So, yeah, that...
That and you not knowing about public transport and wine is a recipe for disaster, if you ask me.
Oh, good. Next.
Hi, Scott. For reasons unknown to myself, the site radio in Manchester is tuned to Galaxy FM.
Ew.
They won't let me change it over to Radio 1, so I'm stuck with it. The problem is this. The lady who does the Joe Wiley slot keeps saying, "All right, Treacle." Every time she says it, I get more wound up. I associate that phrase with you and feel I should ring in to complain. What do you think? Dan Smith, unhappy in Manchester.
Oh, Dan, don't be unhappy. See it as flattery. I've not said that for a while now, have I?
No.
So, anyway, hello to the lady on Galaxy that says, "All right, treacle, that's fine by me."
And to be fair, wasn't it Pete Beals first?
Who?
Wasn't it Pete Beals first?
I think he's from EastEnders, is he? Used to be.
I think it's a generic East End of London term.
Right.
I don't think EastEnders have copyrighted or anything.
But. And you being from the mean streets of Bow or somewhere, that's why you used to say it all the time.
I used to live near there. Once. So that qualifies me. Next.
Dear Scott, my name is Ruth and I am off of Devon. I love the show. I listen every day and download the podcast, so get a double dose. While I was meant to be revising for my maths exam today, I got bored and decided to find out how many Oh What's Occurring games you have made. Guess what? You have done 66 games, inclusive of yesterday's, Wednesday. That is 198 questions, Scott. You must be running out of ideas. I love all of you. Scott, Becky, Chappers, the one that doesn't speak, and the posh Radio 4 lady. Keep up the good work, and Merry Christmas to all of you. Love you, Ruth. 18.
Thanks, Ruth. That's nice. And thanks for doing the maths. You must have been really bored.
You have asked me 198 Oh What's Occurring questions.
Yeah.
You probably weren't there for half of them. I don't know, wasn't there cricket in the summer and football recently?
Yeah, but I was still about for the questions the majority of the time. Also, anyway. On a couple of occasions, there weren't three every day because of technical problems.
That's true. Scott Mills. Radio 1.